Brain Tutor. I'm Anna, a third-year student, and today I'm here with Dr. Miller, who's going to answer a lot of the questions that a lot of T2s are asking about the internal medicine clerkship. If you have any questions about the things you hear on this podcast, feel free to email TulaneTutor@gmail.com, and we'll try to get all of your questions answered. You can find more Tulane Tutor podcasts at audioboom.com/TulaneTutor.
So the internal medicine clerkship, this is the fundamentals of how to be a doctor. You're going to spend a significant amount of time with your patients every day. And it's going to be a busy, stressful, hardworking clerkship for every student who's doing it right. But I am confident, as I've told so many students up till now, that you will learn more in that 8-week period of internal medicine than you will learn at any time during your medical school career. There's just too much rich information to be gained from working on an inpatient internal medicine hospitalist service, because you will see patients basically of all various diagnoses, problems, socially, mentally. They all stay on our service. Anything surgical, well, we give those to the surgeons, but everything else is fair game to come to our service during internal medicine, and those are the patients you're going to care for.
Dr. Miller, I know that a lot of the T2s, just like we were when we started T3 year, get very nervous about the internal medicine clerkship. It's a difficult shelf exam. The hours at the hospital are difficult. And I think a lot of people wonder how exactly students manage that.
That's right. And I guess my first point to that is, you know, the internal medicine clerkship needs to not only be seen as an ends and a grade in itself, it also needs to be seen as a means to developing into an intern and a future physician. And so by design, the hours are long, just like they are for young physicians and practicing physicians. And you do need to learn and consider how to manage your time and how to budget well and how to plan out a schedule. Having said all of that, Tulane students do very well in the internal medicine clerkship. The vast majority pass the shelf with no problem. It is a rare occasion when a student actually fails the internal medicine shelf. And yes, it does cover a very broad spectrum of material, but students on our clerkship are well prepared for that exam by design. Again, because you see so many different diagnoses in the hospital, that will help you prepare you for the shelf, but also the clerkship curriculum is designed in such a way to make sure that you've seen the breadth of knowledge that you need to do well on that exam.
Okay. I know another thing that a lot of students have asked is, if they're very interested in internal medicine, they know they want to do very well in the clerkship. Does it make sense for them to take this clerkship close to step one when all that knowledge is fresh in their head, or after they've done a couple other clinical rotations and have that practice of presenting patients and things like that?
There are a lot of opinions on this question. And my personal opinion is that it doesn't matter as long as you feel that you have put yourself in a good position to work hard and do well. And the grades are, frankly, the evaluations are actually different depending on whether you take the clerkship early in the year versus late in the year. The attendings know that if you're in block one, we're not going to expect the same from you as we would of a student in block six. And so our grading is scaled accordingly. And actually the shelf is scaled accordingly. The 75th percentile for, let's say, honors, or the 50th percentile for high pass, or it actually changes depending on which block you actually take the course, which is how it actually works nationwide. It goes up the later you take the course in the year.
Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's harder. You're just more experienced at that time and, on average, tend to do better on exams later in the year than early in the year.
Okay. And then another question that some students were asking was just about the new hospital, and that if that will change the clerkship at all, if it's going to change the way that the rotation works.
It won't change the fundamentals of the rotation. We will, however, be in a brand new hospital, which will be nice. But basically, all of the rotation that is currently down at ILH will simply shift across the street to the new UMC, the University Medical Center. Same attendings will be there, same nurses, and for all intents and purposes, for now, the same patients. But it'll be in a brand new building with a lot of nicer equipment. And really, as far as the impact it's going to have on students, nothing more than working in a nice new facility.
Okay. Okay, and I think one last question that some of the T2s were asking is how they're assigned to different attendings or different teams or different placements for the rotation, how often those switch, and kind of the hierarchy of a medicine team.
So the clerkship is eight weeks. And two of those weeks will be spent on a subspecialty service, and those are all consulting services. The other 6 weeks will be spent on a primary medicine team. So what's the difference between there? Patients, when they're admitted to the hospital, will go to a primary team. And usually that is a general medicine or a hospitalist team. And we have hospitalist services at the Tulane University Medical Center, ILH, which will soon become the new University Medical Center, and the VA, which is actually has a floor within Tulane Medical Center with their own attendings. And so you will be assigned during your rotation to two of those three hospitals, sometimes three, depending on the scenario. And you'll spend 6 of the weeks on those hospital services, and then 2 weeks on a consulting services, which the primary service will consult that team if there's a special organ system that may be involved. For example, if the heart is involved, they may consult the cardiology team to come give recommendations or perform a procedure. There are 5 subspecialty services you can spend time on. Cardiology is one. Gastroenterology is another. Hematology oncology is the third. Infectious disease is the fourth. And the fifth is nephrology or kidney disease. And team assignments to the hospitals and the subspecialty part of the rotation is assigned by the student program's coordinator. Now, we do request your preference regarding subspecialty. And if you have hospitals or attendings that you are interested in, either hospitals you're interested in working at or attendings you are interested in working with, you're welcome to request those, but or make those requests, but we cannot guarantee or promise that we can fulfill those. There's just too many variables that we need to consider. But usually you will receive an email from the student program's coordinator approximately a month in advance of the clerkship, who will ask for that information.
And if a T2 is interested already in going into internal medicine, is there anything specific they should be doing?
Do the best they can on the clerkship. That's my recommendation for everyone.